Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell, and today is June 23rd, and we have a wonderful show planned for you guys today. Right now we're having a few difficulties, but we'll get our guests on the line in a few minutes. But tonight's episode is all about Fame Expo, which takes place June 29th and 30th in Pasadena, California. Again, that's June 29th and 30th. And it's going to be a great time had by everyone. We're going to try to talk to some of the exhibitors and some of the attendees, some of those who are planning to attend, rather. And hopefully it will be a very informative show and you guys will get a good understanding of what's going to take place at Fame Expo. Fame Expo is the Professional Hair and Makeup Expo. And again, that's June 29th and 30th. In Pasadena, California, and we're excited because we are doing Beauty Talk Live on June 29th. We have a live presentation at 4:45, I believe is the correct time, and we also have a booth at Fame, booth 914, so if you're going to be coming, please stop by our booth. We're going to be doing running several contests, and we're going to have several giveaways on both days. The contests and giveaways are both days, and the live presentation is just Saturday, June 29th. So look out for that. But we're going to have a brief break in tonight's show just because we're having some technical problems. We're going to try to get our guests on the line for you, so hold tight. Again, if you have any questions or comments, the number is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is, I'm sorry, I think I said that wrong. It's 914-803-4399. Again, it's 914-803-499. So please, again, hold the line for me, and we'll get our guests on the line. And in the meantime, if there was someone that attended IMATS London who's listening in on the show, please do join us tonight. Call in. Tell us what you think. Tell us if you'll be attending Fame Expo. Also, just, you know, let us know what you think about all the different shows and why you attend the shows that you attend. We'd like to hear about that, especially while we have Cheryl on the line. And this is someone calling, so hold on for me. We're definitely experiencing some technical difficulties because it's taking a second to get our callers on the line, so please do bear with us.
While you're waiting, I guess I'll play our theme song again. Again, bear with us. We're experiencing some technical difficulties. Okay, sorry about that, everyone. We are back, and we have Cheryl on the line with us.
Hi.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
We are wonderful and crazy all at the same time.
Yes, we are, aren't we? Oh, I am so sorry. I'm working from home today, and I just guess I have lost track of time, so sorry about that.
Oh, it's quite all right. I know it's getting down to the wire, but we're excited. I know you are, too, and I know you've been extremely busy in prep mode, but how are all of your plans going?
Great, great. Everything is coming together. We're on the final stretch, but all of our educators are guaranteed, or, have all locked in, and, I think we have like two or three booths left, which is not a big deal, but everything is coming along just really great. Ticket sales are, just doing tremendous, and, the social media, that's what I'm, gauging the buzz by, and it seems to be just taking off, leaps and bounds.
Yeah. Let me ask you, with all of the makeup trade shows, the beauty trade shows, and I'm noticing that a lot of the beauty trade shows are adding a lot of makeup brands now to their exhibitor list. What do you think that says about the makeup profession?
I think, for me, I've been in the operations side of you know, all the trades, you know, makeup trade shows and things like that. And I think, you know, it's somewhat recession-proof. And I think that it just really is, you know, one of those things that there's so many wonderful, unique, niche-y lines that are being launched. I'm sorry, mm-hmm. my phone. But I think that it really has, you know, changed. You know, you don't have to be an Estee Lauder company or something like that to have a really solid, good-selling brand. And I think that, you know, the internet and things like that have definitely changed the face of, you know, how we get our makeup, how we learn about makeup. And so I think it's really added to the popularity of makeup and, you know, beauty in general.
Nice. Let me ask you a little bit about Fame Expo. What can we expect mm-hmm. to see?
Well, I think it's going to be a combination of, you know, shopping, educating, networking. And we have, you know, a blogger meetup area that's designed just for the bloggers to meet up. We have a pro lounge where, you know, working professionals can, you know, use that area to network. We have you guys that are going to be doing, you know, your live radio show and be doing, you know, snippets and things like that at the show. And, you know, just tons of education. You know, if we add up our panels and things like that, we have over 50 people that'll be educating over the 2 days.
What?
And to mm-hmm. me, that's what I'm most excited about, is just the level of education and, you know, these incredible artists that are taking time off of their busy schedule to come, you know, teach people, you know, how to run the business, how to, you know, how to do demos, you know, different things. And we have Sue Bryce, who is a Australian Photographer of the Year, and she's teaching two classes, one on each day. But one of them is just how to use your regular point-and-shoot camera to get these mm-hmm. professional-looking shots for your portfolio, and how to then incorporate those into your personal branding. And there's a lot of branding classes, which I think is really, really important now.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see Bryce's class. I'm so excited about her class. I can't wait.
Well, yeah, and if you, you know, if you Google her or something, she did this incredible photo shoot in Paris. She was mm-hmm. taken, the Today Show picked up the story and stuff like that. But she's just, you know, not only an incredible photographer and a very established, you know, person, but she just has this huge heart. And, you know, I think that that's, you know, part of, to me, what makes it incredibly special. And we have another educator. His name is Matten. He's out of New York, and I can't pronounce his last name. But he is the pro artist director for Laura Mercier. But he also has a really great story. Not only, you know, he was an engineer in his, you know, real trade, and then became a makeup artist, and, you know, has this incredible career. But now he gives back, and he helps the women in Afghan. And so he has a really great story. And so each of these speakers, you know, no matter how established or how wonderful they are, you know, I love how these different people give back to the community. And so I hope that the show, you know, takes a little bit of a different change, that it inspires people to think, okay, I can do makeup, but I can also do other things with my God-given talent.
Right. Now let's go back a little to you were talking about the blogger meetup area.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell us about exactly what's going to happen there, or exactly like what do you have available for the bloggers in the meetup area, or is anything?
It's an area where we're putting on our website. People are reaching out to me and saying, hey, we want to do a meetup at this time, and so we're going to be posting as we get more and more people, and so they can meet their fans at that blogger meetup area. And, you know, they can schedule times, we'll put them up. And then it's just an area, a nice area. We'll have, you know, some tables where they can do meet and greets, you know, sign autographs, do whatever. And just have this, you know, kind of a place for them designated, just, you know, big banners so that people can identify. Because I know at other trade shows they say, okay, we're going to meet on aisle 600 behind this booth. And it's, you know, people get lost.
Right,
so,
yeah.
And then right next to that. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and then next to that is, you know, we have our pro lounge, and we have these cute little pod photo booths where people can go in and take their pictures, and it'll upload to their social media, text them a picture and stuff like that. So it's just a nice area for people to kind of mingle, network, meet up with their fans.
Now, you know that photo booth is going to get crowded because I'm excited about that already.
Well, we have two. We'll have one in the lobby. Then we'll have that one. And then Sugar Pill is doing one in their booth as well. So there's going to be tons of photo opportunities. And I can't wait to see, you know, what people come up with.
Right. And for the bloggers, if there are any bloggers out there who are attending Fame Expo, Beauty Talk is planning to give away blogger goodie bags. So
Yay!
If you want a blogger goodie bag, you have to come to our booth, booth number 914, to get your blogger goodie bag.
That will be fabulous.
Yes. I'm excited, girl. And I just wanted to just name a few of the exhibitors for those of you who are listening. And I'm just going to randomly choose a few, but there's going to be Cinema Secrets. The Empire Makeup Academy will be there. Yay, Donna. Eve Pearl, Flutter Lashes, Friends Beauty Supply, J-Cat Beauty, Lashes in a Box, Lash Love. There's a lot of lashes going on at Fame Expo this year. Mac O, Namie's Beauty Center. Laura Mercier will be at Namie's. Cover Effects will be at Namie's. Laroc will be at Namie's. So there's a lot. One thing I always liked about the Namie's booth is there's always a lot of brands there. So you really can't come to the same expo and miss out on anybody because they're all there, one way or another. let's see. Like you mentioned earlier, Sugar Pill, Temptu is there. I love seeing Temptu there all the time. Yabby Cosmetics, RCMA, Royal and Langnickel Brushes. There's going to be a lot of people there. I just wanted to name a few.
And you know, for those old school makeup artists, you know, who like to see the familiar brands that they're used to using, you know, you have RCMA there, you have Krylon there, you have, Gerda Spillman's going to be there, which I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought if you had Gerda in your kit, you were legit. Like you were it.
So. It's been funny, though. It is. And, you know, just like RCMA, I mean, they have run the test of time. And they still are just, you know, a great, solid company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even, you know, like, you know, we'll have Pacific Instruments. And so there'll be tools there, you know, people who, you know, he's an engineer and he makes his own tools and things like that. And just, you know, paw palettes. You know, she has her paw palette, and, you know, she's, you know, is a wonderful person. And then there's, you know, like new companies. This you said, she makes these carrying cases or, you know, storage cases. And, you know, just little, you know, people who are launching their companies. So, you know, to me it's exciting to, you know, be able to work with people who are, you know, breaking into the industry. And then, you know, like you said, also these other ones that have had the test of time.
Right.
So let me ask you, Cheryl, when you decided to put this expo together, why did you consider hair and makeup or an all-around beauty as opposed to just a makeup show?
I just feel like, you know, any time that when you do anything, you know, I know for me, if I left the house with just my makeup on, I would feel unfinished. And, you know, even working for IMAS, you know, we would do the student competitions. And even though it was just about the hair or just about the makeup, the hair and, you know, all that really helps create the look. And so to me, you know, I'd like to focus and even, you know, down the road, have beauty be a bigger part of what we're doing. Because to me, it's, you know, inspiring to get the whole look encompassed in
that. Right.
And so
right.
I would love to have a show that just takes all of those different elements and creates, you know, one cohesive show. And so, you know, hopefully somewhere down the road we'll have textile companies and we'll have, you know, other people that help create, you know, that overall, you know, image that we all like to have.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the competitions at IMAX. Do you plan on having a competition this year at the show?
No, not this year. Paul Mitchell School in Pasadena has done one within their schools, all the Paul Mitchell schools, and so five teams will be competing. So it's something that they've taken over that I didn't facilitate. You know, the first year show, I felt like there were so many other things.
Yeah.
But eventually I would love to have, you know, I have a couple great ideas of how to, you know, do a competition that would be a bit different. Mm-hmm. And hopefully next year, you know, it might be something that we can incorporate. But I felt like this year I just really needed to make sure that I stayed focused and true to, you know, making sure it was a really solid show.
Right, right. Well, maybe, or I don't know, maybe there could be like a, I don't know, a fashion show or something that will kind of incorporate all of that kind of hair, makeup,
mm-hmm.
I don't know,
yeah,
and
I
all
think
of that.
Yeah, I think it would be fun to work with it. My mm-hmm. whole idea is to, you know, have these, you know, pick teams and have
yeah.
teams. So you could have,
yeah.
you would have a stylist, you would have
yeah.
a hairstylist, a fashion
yep.
designer, and they would
yeah.
create this look, and it would be under the same premise, and everybody would compete. So to me, that would be the fun part is, you know, seeing,
right.
you know, from the concept to completion.
And, you know,
you know,
the good thing about that is it helps you to understand how to work together with your team, you know, with different, you know, with a makeup artist could learn how to work with a hairstylist, how to work and communicate with a stylist or, you know,
mm-hmm.
or a nail person. So that's good. If you're working, whether you do, you know, television or film or whether you're, you know, you're
mm-hmm.
doing a photo shoot or something, that I think that would be a great concept just for, you know, makeup artists who are, I guess, new to the business to learn that whole concept.
Yeah. Well, then, you know, and then take it to the next step where they have to work with the photographer and then they submit.
Yes.
You know, even though we would do it live, they would also have, you know, we'd have a slideshow of the photo
yeah.
shoot. So that, because to me, you know, it is. It's about figuring out how to work together, how to work under pressure, but then also how to get, you know, from the very beginning where you're, you know, doing your design, you know, sketches and things
yeah.
like that to see how if it really hit the mark, if you're able to, you know, come up with something that looks just like it in the finished.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. That would be fun.
Yeah. Now, Cheryl,
now,
can you tell me? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I know. I'm just coming up with all these questions. What is your game plan to deal with crowds? Like, I'm expecting, you know, tons of people. I'm expecting so many crowds of people. I'm expecting the show to sell out on Saturday.
I hope it does. We're doing really well on ticket sales. But we have, you know, Saturday we stagger. We have pro hours in the morning, and so
mm-hmm.
we stagger. So we have a wave of pros coming in, and people who are working in the industry and students get to come in that first little rush. And then
mm-hmm.
The second will be when we're open to the general public. And so
mm-hmm.
then we'll have that second rush. And hopefully, you know, by staggering it, having, we'll have three stages going on. Hopefully that will kind of help with crowd control, that people will kind of come in and out and, you know, kind of clear the aisles. But, you
mm-hmm.
know, I mean, to me, part of the fun of going to a show is a bit of that compression where, you know, people
oh,
are,
I know.
Ooh, I want to, you know, what is everybody excited about up
right.
here? And so to me,
right.
that is kind of the fun part, is to have
exactly.
that compression, have that enthusiasm. So,
exactly.
You know, hopefully by staggering the entry time, that'll help with some of the people queuing up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as a show promoter, you kind of like having a little bit of that crowd action.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love the crowds because when I see that, I just think, okay, this is the hottest ticket in town. You know, everybody wants to be here. So I love the crowds. Let's see. I had another question on my brain, and I kind of forgot. I'm sorry. You can
well,
go ahead with your question.
While she's thinking of her question, let me ask you. I know that there is going to be a celebrity manicurist panel on
mm-hmm.
Sunday, and
yeah.
I'm excited about that. Are you able to tell us who else is going to be on that panel?
Yes. You know what? Let me pull it up. I don't, like I said, I feel horrible that I didn't have everything prepared when I. But we have Danielle, the gal who Brass, who did a documentary called Nailgasm. She's going to lead the panel. And then we're also going to have Nail Candy, the gals Donnie and Jenny Gear, who have Hey Nice Nails. It's a salon, but they also have a book It will be on the nail panel. And then there's one other gal, and I am drawing a blank on her name, and I will find it before we get through with this. But it's just going to be, you know, a panel, will be, they'll be doing some demos, and the gals from Hey Nice Nails will actually have a booth, and they'll be doing demos throughout the weekend. So,
okay.
You know, it's going to be fun. I mean, to me, nails are so huge right now that I kind of felt like if we didn't have, you know, some kind of nail
mm-hmm.
panel, we would definitely be missing out on the boat of not being able to, you know, incorporate that as part of the whole beauty show. So it's amazing. I have people coming in from Arizona that are nail, you know, technician stylists, and they're really excited about, you know, hearing Donnie and Jenny speaking about, you know, what they do, because I follow them on social media, and some of the stuff they come up with is just crazy. I mean, it is ridiculously beautiful, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I mean, I can't imagine wearing nails like that and then taking the time to do it.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Of course, nails have been around forever, but it just seems like the nail, what do you call it? The nail, I guess, nail designs, and it seems like that has brought this newfound popularity in nails again. You know,
it really has, and in some ways, I wonder if, you know, once again, you know, social media and things like that, because we see so much more now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People, I mean, my kids, I mean, you can't even eat, you know, a nice meal without everybody snapping a picture of their food. We just, you know, we're a bit more taken back by the looks of everything. Everybody wants to show everything. Where, you know, I never thought about taking pictures of my food, but now I do. I'm like, wow, this is fine looking food.
It's so funny because it's true. When you go to a restaurant and your food comes out and it's just beautiful, you're just like, okay, wait a second. And then you pull out your phone because your phone's already there. It's beside your fork. And you snap the photo, and then automatically, you know, you're uploading it to Instagram or Twitter or something.
Oh, it is.
It's just the way of the world.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what's life without a filter now? It's like, oh, no, we have to filter the picture before we can post it. Hello.
Right. So speaking of social media, what hashtags are you going to use for the show?
Just hashtag Fame Expo.
Okay.
So it's going to be easy. Like I said, all the pictures that are going to be taken in the photo booth will be generated. And we're going to have media walls, social media walls, that anything
mm-hmm.
that has been shared will be reshared on these media boards, on these
mm-hmm.
Projection walls. And so we have
a
software that collects it all. And so, to me, I mean, I can't wait to go back and see everything that's hashtagged, you know, and, you know, all
right.
the exhibitors have their hashtags, but to me, it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, all the hashtags and everybody else who, you know, put stuff up. I know
where's your media wall going to be?
We're going to have one back by the Pro Lounge and then one up
mm-hmm.
the front by the MAC cosmetic booth, so they'll be on opposing walls.
So that's booth 301.
Yeah, and I found the nail panel. Brass, the gal who did Nailgasm, will be moderating. And then Nadja Green, she's celebrity camp manicurist. And then, like I said, Donnie and Jenny. And then Melody Ashon was going to, but she got booked out of town. So we have one other gal that we've reached out to. But, you know, I think even with, you know, Brass, Nadja, and Donnie, and Jenny, I think it's going to be a really well-rounded panel.
Yeah. We had Nadja on a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, you did? I missed it, darn it.
Yeah.
She's
girl,
wonderful.
Yeah, she
My
is.
My head is spinning already because I'm sitting here thinking, how in the world am I going to sit at my own booth and, you know.
Well, that's the hard part about any of these shows. I know for me, after running, you know, other shows, you get back to the office and you start looking at pictures and you're like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm running around organizing a show. How did I miss so much of what was going
on? So I'm going to put it out there right now. Beauty Talk is seeking volunteers to help at the Beauty Talk booth.
Yeah. I mean, that is our part.
So that we can do some of the classes and sit in on some of the panels and, you know, and buy some things. It's just a part of our job. We have to do that. So we need volunteers to come and sit at the booth.
Exactly.
What's one thing, Cheryl, that you're really looking forward to at this expo?
You know, to me, I just want people, I want people to just kind of, I mean, I'm excited about the education, but I'm excited about watching people network with each other and getting inspired by, you know, what they see, whether it's on a stage, whether it's in a booth, whether they're talking to somebody. I guess I'm excited to hear after the fact people's aha moments. You know, I want to send out a questionnaire to people after the fact and say, hey, you know, what can we do better and things like that. But I want to understand. I mean, I'm looking forward to understanding how other people saw the show and what we can do to improve it. And I'm kind of looking forward to July 1 when it's all done. But it's definitely a labor of love.
Go ahead. Complete your thought.
I was going to just say it's a labor of love. And I think, you know, as we experience this all together, you know, it'll be great to see what we can do better in the future years.
Yeah,
absolutely. What are there any after parties or any after show events that you all are planning?
This year we did not. To me, I just wanted to make sure that we really, you know, put all of our resources and time into getting, you know, everything that we could for the show. You know, I would have loved to have been able to, but I really felt like I needed to make sure that we really did everything I could to make the show a success. I'm sure that people will all end up at the Pasadena Sheraton, you know, and, you know, because it's right there. But, you know, for next year, we're definitely, you know, in the works talking with not only the Sheraton, but other places locally that we can host things at.
Right.
So are you already thinking ahead to the next one?
Of course. We have the hall, you know, reserved for 2014. It'll be that same last weekend of the month, July or June. So everything is, you know, planned for, you know, many years to come.
Cool. That's great to hear.
Yeah.
Great to hear.
No, I mean, the response has been tremendous, and, you know, our exhibitor support has been, you know, I have great exhibitors, and I'm so excited to, you know, be able to work with them, and our sponsors, you know, have been amazing, so, yeah, no reason not to plan for many years to come.
Absolutely.
Right.
Tell our audience who your sponsors are.
Well, I'm tickled because we have OCC, Obsessive Compulsive. They're sponsoring our photo booth, so everybody walked out, you know, so, you know, they have their hashtag, you know, hashtag OCC, and then, but that'll be printed on all of our pictures, and then we have Royal and Lang Nickel, who have generously sponsoring our trade show bags, so, and they're really great, they're like the Lulu trade show, or Lulu bags that are that Tyvek type material. So we'll have them for years to come. So I'm excited about that. Yeah. And then we have Mamie Beauty Center, who's been very diligent in helping out with, you know, a bunch of other things that, you know, weren't tied to just one thing. And then we have Line Crime, and excited about, they sponsored our lanyards. And so we have Sane Expo and Line Crime lanyards. So we're excited about that. So we just have, you know, really great sponsors that have come to the plate to help make sure they have all sorts of wonderful little goodies.
So speaking of the lanyards, let me ask you this. Explain to the listeners the process of getting into the show. How do you
get
your
good
tickets?
Question.
And also I want to know, because a lot of people who have logged on to the Fame Expo site, and I think there's a way that you're I guess, informing attendees of their tickets on the site as well. Am I correct about that?
Yeah. Well, what people do is, you know, the process is that they register for an account with Fame Expo, and if you're a student, a working professional, if you are part of an organization, you know, that you're a retail manager or something like that, you just upload a couple credentials. We approve it. We give you deep, deep, deep discounts on the tickets. And if you're a non, you know, if you're just a general public, you can buy your tickets right away. But otherwise, we approve your credentials and apply your discounts. But then what you do is you go on and buy your ticket. And I'm sending out emails today to tell people, just to remind them to go in. You go into your account, and your tickets are in your account. You just print out a confirmation. And you, when you go to print your confirmation, it, you know, asks you who's attending the show. You put that. And so when you come to the show, we'll scan your confirmation, and we print out a badge that has your name, your company's name, and your area of expertise. So if you're, you know, if you're into nails, it'll talk about, you know, that you're a nail technician, or if you're a hairstylist, or you're a student. And it makes it easier for everybody. You know, I like badges because then you can, you know, as an exhibitor, you automatically know who you're talking to, and you know if they're in the industry, if you know what their, you know, area of interest is. So it kind of helps identify for everybody who they are. If they're a blogger, it puts that on there and puts, you know, what their name, their blogger name is. But anyway, so we print your badges, we give you a wristband, whether you're there for 1 or 2 days, and, you know, you're free to enter the show. So it's a fairly smooth process. We scan, we print out your badge, we give you a wristband and trade show bag, and away you go. So
but just, you know. Badges and wristbands.
Yep, badges, badges. Yeah, you know, because the wristbands just make it easier for security to know 1 day or 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a way to kind of streamline both. But it, to me, it was important that everybody have badges because I like to, I like for our exhibitors to be able to quickly identify who they're dealing with.
Right, right. Now there will be like for exhibitors, there's gonna. Cheryl, you can tell we're excited because we keep talking over each other.
Oh no, I love it.
So you'll have someone who's going to take care of exhibitors, and you'll have someone who's going to take care of those who bought their tickets early, and then for those who are buying their tickets at the door, those will all be separate lines.
They will be separate lines. And so, you know, exhibitors, VIPs, you know, we take care of them on a different level than we take care of the rest of our, you know, attendees. And, it's, you know, we have, gosh, I think we have, you know, 20 or 30 people stationed to registration. So the biggest thing is just to get people through and get them ticketed and, you know, able to get in and enjoy the show.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm asking these questions because I'm sure, you know, if there are long lines like early on Saturday, you know, and people come in, and especially if they purchased their ticket already, but there's a long line for people that purchase their tickets, you know, it kind of eliminates a little bit of the frustration, you know, when you kind of know, okay, you know, this is the process. So I know it should take, you know, a certain amount of time for each person. So it's going to be important that for those people that did purchase their tickets early for you to go on and print out your confirmations.
Right.
So that you can have that. So that's not, you know, I don't know if you all will, like, look that information up if they don't have the confirmation.
We're here to please. It's just going to streamline it for them because if they don't have their tickets printed, then they just have to go into a different line. So, you know, it takes a little bit more time for us to do the research.
Right.
So definitely to streamline it, you know, just have your, you know, have your barcode confirmation ready to go. And, you know, we have plenty of people ready to help streamline that process. But, you know, if not, it's not the end of the world. It'll just take a few more minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And
so
tickets will be for sale. Tickets will be for sale at the convention center. They're just, you know, $49 for the day. And there aren't the pro discounts or the student discounts or things like that because we just don't have people there to verify. So definitely save time and money if you do it ahead of time.
Right. And then the two-day cost at the when you come to the convention?
90.
90, okay. So it's 49 for 1 day and 90 for 2 days.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now I'm looking at your exhibitor list and the floor plan and all that, and I see these tiny black boxes with little white dots in them.
Oh, those are pillars.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and we probably don't really need to show those, but when we build the floor plan for the exhibitors, we want them to know, you know, if they're next to a pillar, you know, what to expect. So, but that's what those are.
I was just thinking it was something else exciting that I had to look forward to, so I wanted to know.
Well, pillars exciting. We have those too.
I wanted to know early.
Do I need to go line up at a pillar?
Right.
And so, Fame Expo is open to everyone. You don't have to be a professional to attend. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yep. We just have the pro hours. You know, because we do want the pros to be able to enjoy the show at a little more leisurely pace, so that's why we created the pro hours. But no, we are definitely open to the public, and we welcome people. You know, anybody who's interested. I mean, maybe you know, we have beauty school. You know, we have Mamoy Beauty, but we have we have Paul Mitchell Schools, and we have Donna Mee with Empire Academy, and we have EI and Camois. So anybody who's interested in pursuing, you know, the courses and, you know, expanding what they know about the industry, we definitely have the right people there to help them in that direction.
Yeah, and let me just put this out there. For those who attend the show, and if there's something you don't like or something that you'd like to see next year, you know, if you think certain things should be changed, then just, you know, put together an email and just send it. Send it to
please.
Yeah, please.
Go on the website. You can just send it to Cheryl, and yeah, there's a contact form, or you know, send it to me, Cheryl@fameexpo.com, and you know, I am definitely an open book, and you know, I want to have a show that if at all possible, if I can make it happen, people's suggestions, I absolutely will.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great start though, and I think you've taken care of, or at least addressed, you know, quite a few things that could have been, you know, issues or concerns. So I think you've kind of addressed a lot of those already in just how you've put everything together and set it all up.
Well,
I mean, I think it's a great start to the first year.
Well, thank you so much.
And I just want to remind everybody, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Cheryl, but general admission is 10:30 to 6 on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday it's 10 to 5.
Correct.
And those are great times. But for professionals on Saturday it's 8:30 to 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you have a Sunday time, 9:30 to 10. Is that correct?
Yep. Just a
okay.
You know, just to get them, you know, kind of like on an airplane, you get to get seated first.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to just make sure that the pros get in and that they don't get stuck in that long line. It's our mission to make sure that the pros feel like, you know, we appreciate their business because you guys work really hard. I mean, you know, so little perks, you know, anybody who's a local 706 or a 798 member gets in for free. Like I said, you know, if you're a working professional, you know, just enter your credentials. It's super easy. And for your listeners, we have a 40% off code that anybody who hasn't got their tickets, all you have to do is enter Fame Expo 13 for the year. So it's PHAME XPO 13, and that will take 40% off of their tickets. So anybody who hasn't bought them, you know, it's a good time to do it. We just won't be able to offer that discount at the show. It has to be a pre-purchase, so it just has to be before Friday at 5 o'clock.
Before Friday at 5, okay.
Oh, wow,
and
that's
it's okay.
Awesome.
It's okay for us to tweet this?
Oh, please.
Okay.
That would be great. Yeah. I wanted to do something special for your listeners, and 40% off seems pretty good. So it makes a one-day ticket $27 and a two-day ticket $45. So hard to beat that.
Yes. That's a big discount.
Yeah, it's and I always thought that buying tickets, I mean, I know some people have to wait the day up for whatever reason, but I always thought when I would go to the different shows, I always thought that those people who were in line to buy the tickets the day of, they were in the longest of all the lines. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes those lines seem to go on forever.
Oh,
you know, even
yeah.
when, yeah, and even when you already bought a ticket in advance, oh, there are so many advanced ticket purchasers, even those lines are long, but they just move fast. It looks long, but you're not in it long. So
right.
I just encourage everybody to go and buy them in advance if you can.
Yeah, because we don't have any control over the day of ticket sales, because Pasadena Convention Center, part of our licensing agreement with them, is that they have staff and they have their own kiosk that takes care of that. So,
as you can hear, I was on the website.
So we can only, yeah, sorry about that. So we can, we're only at their mercy as to how many people they have, you know, they have a small kiosk, so they only have room for a couple people. So get your tickets early if you want. And like I said, you know, the discount code is available, you know, through Friday. So, you know, save yourself some money and some time.
Absolutely. And the thing that I love about the Pasadena Convention Center, well, first of all, I love Pasadena. But second, it's for those who are coming out of town, you're right there at the Sheraton. And then for those who want to park, you can park at the Sheraton. You can park, there's a parking across the street. And
right.
if I'm not mistaken, does the Pasadena Convention Center have a separate parking than the Sheraton?
It's part of that whole Sheraton complex. It goes down a couple
okay.
levels, so there's
okay.
plenty of parking
yeah.
there. But as you said, you know, the Paseo Mall across the street has mm-hmm. parking as well. So
right.
there's parking. The Sheraton fills up quicker, so you know, if you're coming a few minutes later and after the show starts, probably just go ahead and go over to the Paseo Mall.
And there's loads of food options across the street and down the street. So, you know, you're really not without anything. And that's what I like about Pasadena.
Yeah, there's good food and there's fun stuff to do after the show if you go down to Old Town. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, definitely endless fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, again, we are excited. We're just encouraging everybody to just come and go to the show. And I wanted to just name a couple of the educators really quickly for those that we didn't mention.
Yeah.
But there's going to be celebrity makeup artist Troy Jensen. She'll be
mm-hmm.
Speaking on Saturday from 10:30 to 11:30. And then, again, we have Tiffany Johnson of MAC from 1
mm-hmm.
to 2. Valente Frazier, who's the keynote speaker, will be on Saturday on the main stage at 3:30. KJ Bennett, he's all over all the stages, looks like.
Little Kevin goes everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I know. again, the Paul Mitchell School, which is exciting. I want to check them out. And they're going to present Hair Trends. So I want to see what they have going on. Again, we said Donna Mee earlier, Sue Bryce, Scott Barnes, everybody's waiting for.
I know. Very excited about Scott and Frank doing their little tag team.
My favorite, Sharon Gault, will be there. Yeah, she's on stage 2:15 to 3:15, Sharon Gault. So I'm excited to see what she's doing. Yes. And again, Beauty Talk on Saturday from 4:45 to 5:30, so please don't miss that. And then we have Eve Pearl again, Star Walker. It's just a lot. It's a lot of people. And the thing that I love about expos is that you can get all of your education in one place. And once you pay for that ticket, it's done. You don't have to worry about, you know, doing separate, you know, paying for a ticket for the show and then doing a separate ticket to hear someone speak. It's all included in that one ticket price. So that's the exciting thing. The only thing that you're going to have a problem with is trying to hear two or three people at one time. You can figure that one out. That'll be good.
That is the problem. It's like divide and conquer. Have your friend go tape one while you're watching the other one.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
And again, Beauty Talk's looking for volunteers.
And I can help you guys. If you guys really need help, I have volunteers. We can definitely get set up with that, so don't worry.
Good, because I want to see Sue Bryce.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I can't wait to meet that lady.
I believe she's doing, she has two classes.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, and
yeah, she's doing one class to build your own portfolio. And so that's on Saturday. And then on Sunday, she's doing a class using social media to create your own marketing campaign. And so, you know, in the first class, like I said, it's, you know, teaching you how to use your point and shoot camera, how, you know, she gives you all these tips so that you don't have to spend money to hire a professional to, you know, help you build a good portfolio, but how to take it to that next level. And then, you know, after you have your shots, what do you do with them? And so, you know, she has, you know, created incredible social media campaigns for herself, and so she wants to impart some wisdom to y'all.
I'm excited about that. When she was on our show, because I think I'm a professional photographer anyway, so when she was on our show, I was getting so excited. So that's why I'm excited about taking both of her classes.
Yeah. No, you couldn't ask for a nicer person. And Corey Bishop, you know, with Spila, he's presenting both days. So he's an amazing artist as well.
Oh, yeah, Corey Bishop, Thinking Outside the Beauty Box. I can't wait for that one.
Yeah, no. You know, and how can you not love Spila? You know, and then he's doing on Saturday HD makeup. So, you know, if you haven't played with HD, it's a good time to get involved with it.
And you can never get enough HD education. You really can't.
No, it's definitely changed, you know, how everybody does, you know, makeup for any type of shooting.
Definitely.
No, Cheryl, I mean, I know you are in the business of putting these shows together. Is there ever a time when you say, you know, once it's all said and done, you know, I wish this particular company could have been here as an exhibitor, or I wish this particular person could have been here as a speaker?
Every time. Oh, I mean, you know, you see other people's shows, and you're like, damn, I wanted them. To me, that's the whole beautiful thing about business. You know, you always strive for something better. And, you know, it is funny. It's all about, you know, building the right relationships and then, you know, making sure that, you know, once you build those relationships, that you fulfill all your obligations. And so, you know, and to me, it's just baby steps. And, you know, I'm as proud of the mama there, you know, being able to have Mac and Stila and Inglot and, you know, every single one of my exhibitors. I'm so excited to have everybody there. But, you know, next year, because we'll have, you know, laid this groundwork, but then we'll have even more, you know. So,
You'll see Illusions Cosmetics there next year. We'll be there with that booth next year.
Yay! Well, we can't wait. I mean, I'm so excited, and I'm just so appreciative for everything you guys have done.
We're just
happy to be able to do it. We're excited, and like we said, we've been reaching out to a lot of the exhibitors, so we just want to. We want to make it a great show for the attendees, but we also want to help support all the exhibitors there and help get the word out about what they're doing, like whatever show specials that they're having, you know, if they're doing any special demos at a certain time, you know, just whatever that they have and whatever information they want the people to know, because, you know, there's people walking around the showroom floor that may not stop at a certain booth. But there may be something good going on at that booth that they really probably wish they would have been there for. So we just want to get that kind of information out there so that people have the opportunity to see what each and every exhibitor has to offer.
Oh, that's nice. So are you guys going to be tweeting and things like that during the show? Or
yes.
Yay.
Yep.
We've got
some
money on it. Yep. Social media is going to be tired of us.
Oh, that's a good problem now, right?
Yes. We're going to be tweeting. We're going to be taking pictures. We're going to be all over Instagram. So, yep.
Facebook, everything. So we want to have everybody that's working with us to be putting information out there as well, using all those hashtags, the Beauty Talk hashtag, the Fame Expo hashtag.
We're going to be in those photo booths. We're going to be in that blogger meetup area. We're going to be in the pro lounge. We're going to be out front in the lobby. We're going to be everywhere. So you may have to put it out, Cheryl.
Oh no! I love it. I'm just imagining that we're
going to
have to clone you guys before the show's
yes.
over.
So. I mean, if there are any exhibitors who would like a quick interview, they can stop over at our booth and, you know, they can get a quick interview. We're gonna, you know, we're also going to be putting little short videos up on Keek and Vine and YouTube, you know, Facebook, everything. So if there's anybody out there who wants a quick interview and all that good stuff, we're willing to do it. Just need to stop
okay.
by the booth.
Well, and I'll add that to my updates for our exhibitors. I'll add that to my letter tonight and make sure that everybody is fully aware of how to get in touch with you guys to set those times up.
That would be great. That would be great.
I'm so sure. Is there any last thing you want to say to our listening audience, any information that you want to give out, that if you've even said it already, you can repeat it, or if there's something new, anything
well,
that you want to just tell the people?
Yeah. I just hope everybody, you know, if you are on the fence about going, you know, use that discount code, save yourself some money, and really come enjoy. I mean, you know, even if you don't have money to shop, come, you know, sit for free education. You know, you know, it's all included in the price and the networking opportunities. And, you know, if you have a portfolio, bring it and share it with these, you know, these educators want to see you succeed. And so if, you know, you want to come network and try to pick up some jobs with, you know, these makeup professionals. I mean, we're going to have local 706 members. We're going to have Valente Frazier who couldn't, you know, you couldn't ask for a nicer person. Bring your portfolio. Show these people what you do. I mean, the best way to land a job is to, you know, make a face-to-face contact. So even if you don't want to shop, just come, you know, come prepared, you know, business cards in hand and, you know, meet people, you know, like Donna Mee, who, you know, she is, you know, she's a networking queen. And, I encourage everybody to just take full advantage of having a room full of, you know, some of, you know, the world's most talented artists right there at your disposal. So come take advantage of it.
Yeah, because Donna's teaching a class on, I believe, contouring, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And she's also teaching a business class because it's hard. I mean, Donna has such a huge, wide path of knowledge that, you know, it's hard to say, oh, Donna, just teach on this. Her contouring class is earth. It changes the way you look at things. It changes the way people do their makeup. You know, and it's, you know, it's 60 minutes that you will leave. They're gone, wow, I had no idea. Mm-hmm. And the examples that she shows in her presentation is, you know, it's worth its price of admission right there.
Yeah, I remember the first time I took her class, I remember sitting on the floor because there were no more chairs, and there were probably about 25 people on the floor in the middle of the aisle. So
right.
Mm-hmm.
That's a typical
really good class. Yeah, typical Donna Mee class. It's very good. So I encourage everyone to check that out for sure.
And I think it's important that the attendees know that a lot of the educators who are here, they really enjoy educating. You know, so you're really going to get your money's worth. It's going to be worth the time to come to Fame Expo and to see everybody, to learn, to network, and, you know, and to buy a few goodies as well. So we're excited. We're at booth 914. Just follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and you'll hear all about what's going on. Hopefully that will encourage some of you to come out. I hope it would encourage some people to get on a plane and want to catch the last day. So just follow us and listen out, and you know, search hashtag Fame Expo so you can catch up with what's going on there, and hashtag Beauty Talk as well to find out all that's happening at Fame Expo. Again, the expo is June 29th and 30th in Pasadena, California at the Pasadena Convention Center, so we hope to see you all there. Thank you so much again, Cheryl.
Thank you, guys, and I'm so sorry. I was late to the party.
Quite all right. Quite
all right. We know how to stall.
Okay, well, thank you guys again, and I can't wait to see you next weekend.
Yes, can't wait to see you.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, bye.
Take care.
All right, goodbye.
Good night. And also, I just wanted to quickly mention, if to follow us on Twitter, you can follow us at beauty_talk. And then on Instagram, it's beauty_talk_media. We just set that account up, beauty_talk_media on Instagram. And again, on Twitter, it's beauty_talk. So follow us on both of those pages for any updates, photos, videos, whatever, for Fame Expo, and just for you know, all things related to beauty talk.
And just as a just to let you all know, that beauty_talk_media page is the home for our Beauty Talk online radio business, as well as our Beauty Talk web series, which we're going to be offering season 2 very soon. So stay on the lookout for that. We are revamping the Beauty Talk TV page as well. So we'll let you know about that. We'll give you news on that very soon. But until next week,
I just wanted to mention the hashtags that we're going to be using next Saturday and Sunday for Fame Expo. We're going to be using, of course, our original hashtag, Pound Beauty Talk. But also we're going to, and normally with that hashtag we do a capital B beauty and capital T talk, but then we're also going to do, we're going to be using Fame Expo as well, and we're also going to be using Beauty Talk Live, and live is all caps, and then we're going to be using Beauty Talk at, the at is spelled out, Beauty Talk at Fame Expo. I know that's a lot. If you can't fit that, then just type in Pound Fame Expo.
All right. Beauty Talk and Pound Expo.
But on Instagram, you can get all of those in there. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So just stay posted to our Facebook page, Beauty Talk Online Radio, as well as Twitter, and we'll be giving you news and updates as to what's going to be going on with us and what's new with us. Where to follow us and where to find us. But again, we just wanted to thank you all again for your support and look for us to do Beauty Talk Live at other future expos as well.
And also, I just wanted to mention for those of you who may have been following or looking out for this, don't forget that Marietta Carter's Lipstick Lectures were canceled for the month of June, and she will be returning next month in July with her lipstick lectures and her workshops by Marietta Classes. And if I'm not mistaken, I think for July, let's see what we have for July. For July, we have for the lipstick lecture, How to Put a GPS on Your Money, and that's July 13th. And then workshops by Marietta, July 13th and July 14th, will be the script breakdown and set etiquette. So that's July 13th and July 14th. I better get ready for that because I wanted to do that class. So, again, her lipstick lecture, July 13th, I believe that's at 11 a.m., How to Put a GPS on Your Money. And then at 1 p.m. is workshops by Marietta on Saturday the 13th. And Sunday the 14th. So workshops by Marietta, again, will be script breakdown and set etiquette. So that's the first half of the class, and then the second half of the class will be on the July 20th and 21st. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Thank you. And then one last thing, but she keeps interrupting me, you all, so I can never remember what I want to say. and I just lost my thought because you kept talking. But I wanted to add something that was very important, but I don't remember. So I will. Oh, Fame Expo next week. The second day of Fame Expo is a Sunday. We normally have our shows, of course, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. the expo is over at 5 p.m. That would give us a chance to do a show at 6 p.m. that time, but because of breaking down the booths and things like that, we won't be able to do a show at our typical 9 p.m. / 6 p.m. time slot. So if we do a show next week, it will be earlier in the day, and we may be doing it live from Fame Expo. So just wanted to mention that so that you guys could look out on Facebook or Twitter to find out if we mention at what time that show is actually going to be. But we may be doing a live broadcast at Fame Expo.
If the sound is okay and we can do that, then we'll do that. Or maybe we can try to find a quiet place, maybe in the pro lounge or something. If we're able to do that, then we'll do that. and maybe we'll just play a few, do a show and just play a few of the interviews that we have. That we're going to be getting from the show. We can possibly do something like that. So just stay tuned to the Facebook page and to the Beauty Talk Twitter page for more information on what we're planning to do for next Sunday.
And if that's not what we're doing, and if we're not doing a show at all, then we'll meet you guys right back here on the second Sunday in June for more Beauty Talk. So until then, be beautiful and blessed.
In June or July?
In July. So until then, be beautiful and blessed, and thank you guys for your continued support. Have a good night.
Good night.